Kia ora, tena koutou katoa. Welcome to Emerald's Podcast, episode 389. Today is Wednesday, July 12th, 2023. I am frustrated. I don't talk about it much on this podcast, I don't think, or on my blog anymore, or on my personal Facebook, but frustration is one of the things that I struggle with probably the most. And it's not the ordinary sort of frustration one gets when one has to do adulting type things. It's the stuff that I have to deal with that I don't understand or fully understand. And I'm talking in particular about technological stuff that Nigel always used to take care of, although it could be other things too. But basically, that's the most common. And it's not that I am completely ignorant of what to do, because I have a background in a lot of this stuff, and so I can just take my time and work through it and so on. I often have to learn new things. I mean, a non-tech thing that I had to do is to learn how to spool the filament on the line trimmer. I had no idea how to do that, but I learned how to do it. And when it comes to computer stuff, it's a bit more challenging for me because I don't have a background in electronics, as Nigel did, and I haven't kept up with a lot of the changes over the years. So I have to basically either learn or relearn everything I need to do. And of course, Nigel didn't. He just knew how to do all that stuff. And so I find it frustrating and really time-consuming. But what makes it all worse is the same thing that's been going on ever since I moved into this house, which is that I can't find things. It's inevitable that something that I need, I will have put somewhere safe and then can't find it again. And that's happened. It's part of what's wrong with the situation I'm facing right now. Late yesterday afternoon, 4:35, somewhere in there, I decided I was going to work on a blog post, or at least start one. And I turned on my computer, and it was having a hell of a time starting up. And when it finally got going, I launched a web browser, and it told me that there was no internet. I thought, well, that's odd. And I couldn't figure out. I tried restarting. I thought maybe it just lost its way, and nothing was working, and it was really struggling to restart. A couple times I had to force it to shut down because it was just locked in this never-ending loop of starting up. And so I just shut it down, and then I went out to have my dinner and watch the news and all that sort of stuff. And I was sitting there, and I looked over, and I saw the transceiver for the alarm system. And the way it works is that it receives the signals from all of the sensors and so on. And if, say, for instance, a door is opened, one of the exterior doors, it will send me an alert over the internet. And it does that by sending the alert through the Ethernet and out over the internet. Well, it can't. There was a bright red light on the front of the device, and that tells me that there's no internet connection. So I thought, oh, so there is a problem with the internet. And my first thought was, oh, well, the internet services must be down. So I pulled out my phone, assuming that that was the only internet I would get because I've got data on my phone, and finally found the part of the website for my service provider that said that there hadn't been any faults reported for days in this area. Probably longer than days, but the only thing I really cared about was that particular day. So I knew it couldn't be that, and sure enough, my iPad was working. And my iPad is Wi-Fi only, so I knew that I had an internet connection if I was able to use it. And so after my evening meal and the news and all that, I went out to the garage and I started looking to try to figure out what might be going on. And I noticed that the Ethernet switch had no lights on and it was cold to the touch. Now, the Ethernet switch takes the internet signal and it basically connects the internet to all of the rooms in the house, all the bedrooms and the lounge and even one in the kitchen. And so that's how I access the internet for most things. My Apple TV seems to be Ethernet only. It doesn't seem to have Wi-Fi. And so I use that to watch Disney Plus and to watch even YouTube and some various free things and whatnot. And a wired network is best for a streaming service because the signal is more reliable, among other things. And it's also good for any sort of data that you want to transfer around your house because it's more secure than Wi-Fi is. So that's why I had it all done. And this Ethernet switch regulates all that traffic, make sure nothing collides and so on. And it's worked great up until yesterday. And so I thought, well, what do I do? And I thought, I can't solve this tonight. It's cold. It's dark. I'm just going to go to bed. And so I watched a little bit more TV, and then I did go to bed. Actually, I had the TV on. I was spending my time with my face glued to the iPad doing research on how to fix these various problems. So today, I went out there to try to get at the power supply for the switch. And the issue, I Googled it during the previous evening to find out where it was plugged in and find out there was no power switch. It was just plugged in and that's all there was. So I knew that much anyway. But I couldn't get to the power switch, to the power supply, because the guy who installed the servers and the switch and all that sort of stuff for me and set, got it all running did such a brilliant job on the cable management that everything was tight and wedged in there. It wouldn't go nowhere. So I thought, I got to do this in the daytime. So today I went and I gingerly loosened all of the cables that, from their nice, secure hiding places, and I was finally able to move the switch enough to get to the power bar, or whatever you call that thing, behind it. And I was able to unplug it and pull it out. And then I plugged it into a power point I knew worked. And there's still nothing. No lights, no heat, nothing. And so that didn't really tell me anything new, because it could be either the power supply itself or the switch could have failed. And I still don't know which it is. And a friend of mine pointed out that what I should do is check the switch using a multimeter. And I know that Nigel has one, because I found it at some point in the past year or two. And I looked at it and I thought to myself, I'm sure this is useful, but I've got no idea how to use this. So I put it somewhere safe. I have no idea where, because I don't remember. At the time, it didn't seem to matter to me, and so I didn't really worry about it. And who knows where it is. So yeah, so I can't check the current power supply to find out if it's even working. And I have an adjustable power supply that we actually got to replace one we lost. And the problem with that is that the tip that's on it is the wrong size barrel plug. And I don't know where I put the rest of the barrel plugs or the instructions that are in the same bag with it. I know that because I remember doing that. And the instructions are necessary because, among other things, it tells me which way to put the tip on so that I get the polarity right. And because I don't know where the multimeter is, I can't check the polarity. So so I can't do anything about it apart from get a new switch. And I don't want to do that if I don't have to, obviously. Now, the thing of it is that if it is the power adapter, I don't think I could easily get a replacement for it. And the replacements cost about half of what a new Ethernet switch would cost. So is it really worth buying a new or potentially used power supply just for a used switch? I don't know. But last night after I went to bed, I remembered that Nigel had Ethernet switch at the old, not the last house we were at, but the one before that. And I knew that because when I unpacked his stuff in this house, I ran across it. And I put all of that sort of stuff in a set of shelves, two shelves side by side that held all the electronic bits and pieces that were his, mostly so that I could match it up at some point with an eye towards seeing if it had any value and so on. So, yes, I can see the switch in the garage. When I'm standing there, I can see it on the top of the shelves. I know exactly where it is, but I have no idea where the power supply for that is. And that's because I'm 99% certain he didn't use it at the last house. And so keeping the power supply with it wouldn't have been a priority for him at the time, because it wasn't right in front of him. And if it is in the garage, though, it'll be somewhere on those shelves. But I can't get to the shelves because there's too much stuff in there, because I stopped working on the garage. Actually, I think it was a couple of years ago now, nearly. I will be 2 years in spring or summer or whenever, because it got too hot in there and I stopped. And then things started falling over because I didn't stack it very well, and it's just become a disaster. So what I need to do is I need to go in the garage and start seriously getting rid of shit so that I can get to those shelves and hopefully find that multimeter, because I might have put it on those shelves. And then I can carry on with my trying to figure out what's wrong with the Ethernet switch. Now, it's not critical for what I'm doing, things I want to do, because my Wi-Fi is just fine. It's separate. The way the guy set it up is that the cable, the LAN cable from the internet router and modem goes into the Wi-Fi router. And then that sends the cable that goes out to the Ethernet switch. I'm not entirely sure why he set it up that way, probably to make sure there weren't data collisions or something. I don't know. At any rate, the point is that that's how it's set up. And there is a problem there because my servers are connected to the Ethernet network and my voice over internet protocol VoIP phone is connected to the Ethernet. And of course, so is the alarm send and receiver. And so none of those things are working at the moment. Now, none of them are terribly critical. The only person who rings me on the phone is my mother-in-law, and I can probably find a way around that. And she doesn't ring cell phones because it costs her to ring. And you know, she's retired and all that, so, you know, fair enough. So there's that. Not being able to access the servers isn't convenient because I use it primarily for backups, but it's not the end of the world either. I mean, yeah, I do have external hard drives I can back up to for the time being. So, yeah, the fixing the Ethernet switch is on indefinite hold while I try to tidy up the garage more so that I can get at those shelves of treasures, or Nigel's toys, as he called them. And if I do need that Ethernet switch, if I do need an Ethernet switch, a different one, I've got one that I could probably use. I just have to be able to find its adapter, which, again, requires me to get to those shelves. So that's what I'm going to be doing for the next few weeks, probably. And if I really do need to get to those servers, I will probably connect them more directly. They don't need to be connected to the network in order to be usable, because I only ever use them on the physical computers. So I could put them in my office if I wanted to, and at least for the time being. But I don't know. We'll see. This is all up in the air. I don't know what I'm going to do, because it's just frustrating is what it is. It's just frustrating. But in the meantime, I can, like I said, I can use my Ethernet and carry on. And I'll get there in the end. I always do. It's just this one's going to take me a bit longer than I would like. And I'll just have to chip away at it as and when I can. But first things first. First, I got to find that multimeter before I can go any further on the Ethernet bridge story. In brighter news, the new road opened on Thursday evening last week, a week ago tomorrow. And I found out about it when it was already kind of getting dark. And I generally don't like driving in the dark if I can help it, particularly on an unfamiliar road. And so I didn't. But the next day, I bundled Leo up and we went in the car and drove on the new road, which didn't take long because it's only 400 meters long. But we drove to the other side and to where it connects to the existing road and went around the roundabout and just came back. And it was lovely. It was fine. But I did notice that there are traffic signals there that I didn't know were there. And so that was interesting. The signals aren't there yet, just the bracket or whatever that it gets mounted to. But that tells me that the roads there are going to have a traffic light. And I actually think that's a good thing because it has the potential for being a very busy intersection otherwise. And it will also help slow down kids at nighttime, you know, hooning around in their cars and doing burnouts and stuff, hopefully. So after we went on the road, we came back to our development, and I drove a back part of it because a street that I don't normally go down, just to see what it looked like now that all the houses are done. And we came home, and Leo wasn't quite done having adventures. He wanted some more. So we went for a walk around the block, and I have to say, among other things, he was fine. He was really good. But I looked at the rain gardens in various properties, and a lot of them did not meet the regulations. They were non-compliant. So the next time council comes at me about not having enough plants, I'm going to say, why don't you just go after the people who aren't even remotely compliant first? But I just thought that was really interesting. And yeah, but so one thing about the walk, though, is that Leo peed on the walk. He's never done that before. Every time he's been on the lead, he just doesn't pee. He doesn't even cock his leg, but he did this time. I guess he must have really had to go or something. But hopefully he will do that from now on, because that's part of the reason for walking him. So, yeah. But he had a lovely outing. The next day, on Friday, I went to my mother-in-law's house. Some of us in the family were gathering there, and we were having takeaways for dinner and catching up. And then when I went home, I went back the way so that I could go on the new road. And the main reason I don't normally do that when I'm coming from her place, unless I'm going to the supermarket, which is on the way. But I wanted to go on the road at night deliberately. And it was amazing. It was so fast to get home going that way. Now, granted, it was at night. I think it was around 8:30 maybe. And there was very little traffic, and all the lights were in my favor, all the traffic lights. So, I mean, that was all good. But still, it was amazing how fast I was able to get home from my mother-in-law's house. So I think I'm absolutely right when I said before it even opened that it was going to be a game changer, and it absolutely will change everything. So I was very happy about that. I haven't had a chance to go on it since. Because there have been all these things I've been working on and just haven't had a chance or whatever. So I was going to go to the supermarket today, but I knew I was going to be trying to deal with this Ethernet switch thing, and so I had it delivered instead. And Friday is a public holiday here in New Zealand, Matariki, which is also known as the Maori New Year. And so a lot of places, well, some places will close. Actually, I don't know how many will close, to be fair, but it is a public holiday, and so, you know, that changes the dynamic of everything. But that's also the end of school holidays. The next school term begins on Monday, and that means that the base will be back to normal. And so then that's when I can start going up there and trying the new road to get there. I desperately need a haircut, but I don't want to go during school holidays because there's the mall to Awa and the shopping center, the base, and they usually are extremely busy during school holidays. So, yeah, I just don't go there. One final thing before I go. I was listening back a few minutes ago because I needed to check something I said to see if I said it right or whatever. And I noticed that there have been the occasional little noises of the mic cord being hit. And the reason for that is because throughout this entire episode, Leo has been lying on my lap, mostly sleeping, but sometimes moving his head around and bumping it into the cable, the mic cable. So if you do hear that, I would apologize, but I'm not sorry. Because it's lovely having him on my lap, especially when it's cold, because he's nice and warm. But that's it for today. That's it for this week. I'll talk to you soon. Ka kite anō. Bye. You can comment on this or any episode of the Airman's Podcast at airmanspodcast.com, where you can also leave a voice message. You can visit and comment on the Airman's Facebook page, or you can email me, with or without a voice message, at airmans@gmail.com. This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Network and is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website,